Hello, friends and neighbors. This is January 17th, 2015. This is the first broadcast of the new year for Crisis and Concern. I realize many of the other commentators who appear on these programs have several weeks of commentary in front of mine. I have deliberately held back and just observed the behavior of America and circumstances that are taking place around the world. I have wanted time to pray, to absorb it, to digest it, if you will, before I began to resume broadcasting for the new year. It is my desire that to please God in everything I do. And in doing so, and in trying to fulfill that obligation, I want to make sure I'm communicating the word that He wants communicated, the way He wants it communicated. So, with that said, let's take a look at world events. World events that have transpired since the beginning of the year, world events that are continuing to unfold as this broadcast is being put together, world events that touch your heart and your lives and the lives of your children, your families, and events that bring us one step closer to the rapture of the church. First of all, as we began the new year, we saw a new Congress sworn in. A Congress that had taken a party change from the previous administration, from the previous years. Let's celebrate the fact that we have the privilege to vote in America, and we have the privilege of establishing our leaders and our government. Let's also celebrate and thank the Lord for the opportunity to look at an individual's testimony, their life, and be able to make decisions based upon that. With that said, let's not ignore our responsibility that we have in these matters. You see, we have the responsibility not to vote for a political party, but to vote for character, for integrity, for ideals, for right and wrong and truth. And with all of that, there must be a foundation that defines it, and a foundation that it is established upon. I trust, as a Christian, and hopefully a born-again Christian in the truest sense, that you looked biblically at the foundation of all the candidates that were running, and that you voted biblical standards and biblical worldviews. And do not be afraid and ashamed to hold these individuals to biblical standards and to biblical worldviews, because the way they conduct themselves is important not only to our nation politically, but it is important to our nation spiritually. Because also in 2015, we have seen an increase in our nation wandering away from God. We have seen an increase in the attitude of men and women who even occupy pews in the church, who have strayed down the road of celebrating and supporting ungodly lifestyles. And I do not say that to disparage anyone, to insult anyone, or to belittle anyone, but the truth is the truth. If we are engaged in something and that lifestyle, that part of our lifestyle, is called ungodly or sinful or an abomination, we should respect that and we should repent from it and understand it to be true. One problem that we have grown into in America is that we have become complacent with the idea that we can dictate doctrine to God and He will accept it because of popular opinion and majority vote. God does not and will not and never has accepted popular opinion in His doctrine. He establishes to you and I the patterns that we should live by. in everything that we do, in everything that we say, in every manner of our life. God speaks to you and I through His holy word, the Bible. Are we willing to accept that? Are we willing to follow it and live by it? We have also seen the resurgence of Muslim terrorism. And we've also seen the resurgence of a defense from our administration of not wanting to use the term Islamic terrorist. I'm not going to get into the political whereabouts of any of it, but I will just say this. Terrorism is terrorism. If it comes from Muslims, if it comes from Buddhists, if it comes from Christians, it's terrorism. And if it is based on a religious principle, then it is religiously based terrorism. I do not know of any Christian front right now that is trying to be terrorist in any of its organizations or in any of its behaviors. However, there is no doubt that Muslims and Islamic terrorism is running rampant, especially through Europe. We also know there have been continuous threats made against the United States and the citizens of the United States and the military of the United States. These should be taken very seriously, and they should be called what they are: acts of terrorism and threats of terrorism. I call upon all Christians to pray. I call upon all Christians to hold to accountability every elected official that is sitting in Washington, regardless of what political party they are affiliated with. Hold them to accountability. Hold them to accountability to protect this nation without regard of insulting the guilty. While I realize there are many people who practice Islam and live the Muslim culture and they do not harm anyone, I also realize this group of people are not publicly speaking out against the terrorism that their own brethren are committing. So I ask them, are you an accomplice to the terrorism by being silent? If you are truly a moderate Muslim, as you claim you are, why are you not speaking out against the behavior of your own religion and these extremists? Some questions and thoughts that I have been pondering as these things have been unfolding. I'm not speaking this on hate, or I'm not speaking it to anyone based on any stereotyping or anything of that nature. These are just observations that I have seen, and observations that I have made, and others likewise have made them. I stand with Franklin Graham and those with him in saying this. Islam is not a peaceful religion. It just isn't. My time in seminary had me studying the Quran and other religions, and I had several years of that study. And I have known for a long, long time that the Muslims and the Islamic faith was not peaceful. Now it is being shown on a worldwide scale. And I'm calling on the Muslims who claim to be moderates to stand up against this behavior and call out the extremists in your religion. Turn them over and allow them to be prosecuted, and help us put an end to this. Help put a stop to terrorism. Christians, let me speak to you in closing right now and say this. These are not matters that have gone untouched in the Word of God. As we gain and as we get closer and closer and closer to the rapture of the church, these things are prophesied throughout the Bible. They must come to pass. What you and I need to focus on at this time is the Great Commission. We need to focus and put our efforts in seeing people saved. seeing people saved and redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to be preaching and teaching the gospel as never before. We should not be concerned with entertainment. We should not be concerned with pacifying religious beliefs, pacifying political propaganda, supporting political parties. All of that should come, and they should be supporting us. They should be coming to the Christian, to the born-again Christian, because we are standing on the principles of God. Christian, stand upon the principles of God and promote Jesus Christ to those that are lost, to those that are unchurched today. Realizing that the Lord could return and call His church home at any time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Calvary Missionary Baptist Church and the broadcast that is on this station. And I ask that you continue to listen, continue to support us, listen to our messages, follow us, be in contact with us. Let us know how you feel. Let us know how you think. Let us know how we can help you. Pray with us that God will touch hearts and lives and people will be saved in the name of Jesus. Until next time, may God bless you, is my prayer.